for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2009 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Wednesday afternoon, December the 30th, 2009. Tom Stone is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on sexual and family sins.
You know, this has been a special camp. You know, the festivities are almost gone, and we're going to go back into life, the regular life that we came from to here. And God says, what are you going to do with it? You know, what are you going to do with it? And I know our Glenn's getting tired and stuff like that, and he usually gets up and talks about a few things, and I think that's needful for this camp here. And maybe you heard it already and maybe you haven't, but I think it's needful, because there's some areas right here in the name that we fail God in so many areas, and we don't even realize it. And He says our people perish for the lack of knowledge. And we had a good men's meeting, and we're going to have a good meeting here too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, He's given me many messages, but the one I always come back to is in Leviticus. I can't help myself, because He wants to do some things. And, you know, Brother Glenn, he talks about, thou shalt not eat the blood. And I want to, let's turn us to Leviticus chapter 17. And he's always taken that one. And they come and talks about it. And we don't even realize it. And it really cuts us off from God when we do this. Leviticus chapter 17, verse 10, and whosoever of the men there be in the house of Israel. The house of Israel is a church, or supposed to be. Or the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will set my face against that soul that eateth blood. Is that pretty strong? Is that pretty strong, folks? He says, I will set my face against them. And he says, and I will cut them off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for my soul. God has given His own blood to make an atonement for a soul. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for your soul. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, no soul shall eat the blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourns among you eat the blood. And whatsoever man there be of the children of Israel, or the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catcheth a beast or a fowl, and may be eaten, it shall be even poured out upon the pour out the blood thereof and cover it with the dust. So he's wanting you, even if you hunt for a living, you know, and when you pour out the blood, you need to cover it up. The blood is so important. And the blood of the saints are still crying out today, crying out from the ground about this thing. For it is life of all flesh, the blood, it is there of the life. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, ye shall eat the blood of no manner of the flesh, of the life which the flesh is in the blood. Therefore, whatsoever eateth it shall be cut off. It don't mean you're going to die right now, but it has to do with your your reproduction organs and it has to do with your children being sound. In other words, your name is still here right now and strong. Like if you've got a male child, your name is still strong. But per se, what if this curse comes down on your children that they can have the children? Then that surname starts being cut off. How many people do you know that can't have children? Lots of them. Lots of them. And there's lots of circumstances why we cannot have children. And this is one of them right here. Eating the fat thereof. Thou shalt not eat the fat thereof. And how many of you ever had to go to the doctor with high blood pressure or heart problems and stuff, and the first thing the doctor says is to quit eating pork or fat meat? So there is a reason. There is a reason, because it allows the cholesterol to start building in our bodies, and it's a self-destructing spirit. But he says that he was wanting us to come out from underneath that. But I want to go to chapter 18. And this is a strong one. Now this is really where it starts cutting off our flesh. I mean, it really does. And there's not a person in this room that is not affected by this particular situation. And in chapter 18. So many churches won't talk about sexual sins, and our people perish for the lack of knowledge. And this is where this is taking right here. And it says, we all realize that Jesus took the Hebrew children out of Egypt, verse 3, and after the doing of Egypt, wherein they dwelt, ye shall not do. And after their doings of the land of Canaan. The land of Canaan is a land of incest. Let's go back into the Word just a little bit. And when Noah and his children were saved, they came, and the eight, and they came out, and they all became fruitful, and they planted a garden, and they grew up grapes, and all of a sudden the grapes came up and was nourished, and the nourishment came forth, and the grapes fermented, and they drank wine, and they all got drunk. They all got drunk. All right, what happens when a whole bunch of people get drunk? Too much things. We wind up in very promiscuous situations. We wind up in orgies and things of that nature. And this is basically what really happened. As we carry on, and it says, land of Canaan, whither thou bring you, and ye shall not do any, or neither shall you walk in their ordinances. So guess what? We're walking in the land of Canaan today. The secret sin has been let out. And it's almost coming promiscuous today in this situation. The homosexual problems are coming up on this earth right now. It's all right for a man to go into his son and violate them. It's all right for you to go into your daughters and violate them. And I'm telling you right here, it will cut you off. It's cutting the United States off from its blessings. It's cutting us off from our power and authority. It's cutting us off. And we are going to see God cut the United States off. But the thing about it is, fear not. The only fear that we should have is to fear the Lord thy God. And in other words, we better fear not hurting Him or separating yourself from Him. That's the fear we need to maintain. Verse 4, ye shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk therein, and I am the Lord thy God. And ye shall keep my commandments, my statutes, my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. Hang on to that verse right there. He says, and ye shall live if you keep them. What happens if you don't keep them? You die. You're cut off. You're passed away. You sleep. And this sleep don't mean you're going to get up in 30 minutes or you're not going to take a power nap. That means a long time. It means the body's going to rot. It means it's going to be done away with. And verse 6, it says, no man shall approach any of his near kinsmen to them to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. It's talking about having sexual relationships with the nearest kinsman. And I'm telling you what, it will absolutely cause havoc in people's minds. I want to speak this word because it causes confusion. It causes insanity. But now, just continue on. He says, the nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother thou shalt not uncover. In other words, you're not supposed to go into your father and have sex with him. You're not supposed to go into your mother's and have sex with them. Hallelujah. And that's what it's talking about. Uncover their nakedness. That means have sex. Hallelujah. Glory. I break that curse right now in Jesus' name that man spoke. I break it and command it to loose me right now. I break every violating spirit he spoke in this room right now. I bind and break the power and authority and the command to loose us right now in Jesus' name. Every word he's spoken over every person in this room, I cancel. I cancel by the power and authority of Jesus Christ. Command to loose us right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. The nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother. That means sex. Verse 8. The nakedness of thy father's wife thou shalt not uncover. And this is the part of incest right here. That this is where the curse became upon men. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to Him. Glory. He says it right here. And he says, thou that not uncover it, it is thy father's nakedness. So if you go in and you have sex with your mother, you're uncovering your father's nakedness. Okay, I want to make that clear. And the nakedness of thy sister, verse 9, and the daughters of thy father, or the daughters of thy mother, whether she be born at home or abroad, and even the nakedness thou shalt not uncover. It's talking about thou don't go into your sisters. Don't go into your sisters, or sisters don't let your brothers come into you. So, because it'll cut off. It'll cause your wounds to be null and void. It's one of the biggest sexual sins, I believe, that there is, and it's one of the reasons why so many women lose their female organs early in life, is this situation right here. Because by rights, a woman should be able to give birth way up until their late 40s, 50s, with no complications. But now it's very dangerous for a woman to get married and to have a child later in life. Very dangerous. Because there's things like the curse of Splenda moving, and it causes the woman to bleed profusely, and they will bleed to death before they can even get to the hospitals. There's areas of all kinds of things that happens through these situations. But because of generational sins before us, our people perish for the lack of knowledge. Our fathers and mothers, they didn't read the word, they didn't understand it, and they didn't teach it. Because it's supposed to be a perpetual thing. A perpetual, what the word perpetual, what does it mean? Ongoing. Ongoing. Now, what book did the New Testament or the apostles read? Huh? The Old Testament. But what they done, they took the Old Testament off the page and walked into it and created. And there became the New Testament. There should be no separation between these two books. No separation at all. Verse 10. The nakedness of thy son's daughter, or the daughter's daughter, even the nakedness of thou shalt not uncover, for there is the same of thy own kin, or nakedness. So, what's going on today? I mean, grandpas are violating grandchildren. And it's an ungodly thing. It's an ungodly thing. A very ungodly thing. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Verse 11. The nakedness of thy father, their wives' daughters, begotten unto their fathers, she is thy sister. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. I'm telling you right now, I'm in my own life, I've seen in my own family where I've seen some aunts and uncles be closely related, and they got married because they lived in a very closed community. They didn't have transportation. The only thing they had was mules and horses to ride. And how far will a mule or horse ride, you know, on a daily basis? And so the next farm, if there was a female or if there was a male, was fair game back then, it seemed like. And this come up. And so one of my aunts and one of my uncles got married, had two girls. This is what happened to them. One of them was just a little bit younger than myself, and it was back in the 40s, 46, 47, and polio was sweeping this land. And so sin messes with your immune system. It breaks it down. That, in other words, it's unable to produce an antidote to fight off disease. So the first thing that happens, she was weak. She was weakened by this incest union. And she received, and she had the worst case of polio in the state of Arkansas. In four state around, she was the worst case of polio that lived. And she came here to Hot Springs, and she lived in South Arkansas, and she lived in iron lung for 2 years right up here in a hospital in the state of Arkansas. Later on, she came up here, but this is how God blessed some things. Now, God blessed her, and as she came up, because she was a handful. I mean, she was red-headed, and she was spitfire, and she was paralyzed from here down. But I'm going to tell you right now, when her wrath got up, you better get out of the way. Because anything she got her hands on, she'd thump you with it. And God graciously moved in their lives. And she come up here, and when she was 18 years old, and started teaching her how to, where she could be self-dependent. And she met a man. She got married. She wasn't supposed to be able to have a child, but she conceived a child. And that little girl had a beautiful, beautiful smile, a beautiful countenance, laughed all the time, learned how to play the piano, loved the Lord, a 4.0 all the way through school. But guess what? When this situation here, incest in, and when real adversities come in, the mind starts getting fragmented. The mind starts getting fragmented, and depression is easily moved in. Anxiety takes over. Anxiety right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's not hallelujah, but oh me. You know. But see, we don't realize how we sin, how we really come against our own children, don't even know it. Because when we just in the heat of the moment, just in the heat of the moment, that this pleasure, this fantasy, this lust takes over, and our minds do not think any longer, but our loins think for us. Let's go back to this family. And there was another sister born right after her, and she was only about 2 years younger. Completely a beautiful child. But she was more or less had to wheel the older child around and kind of caretake for her. And she kind of got abused within the family. They would call her name, go do this for so-and-so. Go that and do that for so-and-so. And so she was a caretaker before her time. But yet this incest situation was in there, and it messed with her thinking abilities. And right now she's in a sanitarium right now, and cannot take care of herself or cannot think for herself. And they just medicate her all the time. And so I'm telling you right now, folks, incest is the main sin today. Especially when we have girls and boys in the same house. You know, and it don't make no difference of what age. Yeah, I mean, it could start down here. Show and tell. Show and tell. How many of you got caught in show and tell? Yeah. You know, trying to think, well, who you are, what you are, what you're supposed to be about. And little girls wants to play house, you know, and and play daddy and all this stuff. And man, I'll tell you what, we can get caught up. And I had to confess all this stuff before I ever got free. And I was caught in some of this because generational curses came down because my family was involved in the incest. And I guarantee it's in your closet somewhere. And hopefully it hadn't really penetrated you. I'm telling you the truth. I'm hoping it hasn't penetrated you. But the thing about it is, God loves you. God cares for you. And God can restore. But we have to acknowledge it. See, there's a situation with the Word right now. We have to repent. In other words, we've got to come to the spirit of repentance. And it's a law. It's a law. James 5, it talks about, if any among you is sick, let him do his first works over again. In other words, repent. Confess sins. And when confessed sins are put away and put out of the way, then God can move in and sovereignly heal you. But God wants to move. But see, our stubborn pride said, oh, I can't confess that. They won't like me. I will never be able to be put in ministry. You know what I'm saying? I will never be able to achieve. I won't be able to go here. I won't be able to go there. But I'm telling you what, if you don't confess it and get free of it, you're definitely not going to go. And if you do, you'll be a failure when you get there. You won't be able to withstand the heat of the battle. Because I'm telling you, when you get into leadership area, it gets hot, don't it, Carl? And I'm telling you what, you want to experience the baptism of fire? Yeah. The Word says, I baptize you with water, and then I baptize you with the Holy Spirit. What are you going to do with the baptism of fire? But He wants to make all of us a fire walker, that we can walk through the fire. I'm not talking about the ones they have in Polynesia where they put the bed of coals out there and they put you in a trance and you can walk across it and you won't burn your feet. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about life just gets hot. I mean, the battle gets hot. And then you start sweating because, ooh-wee, you know, the nerves start and water almost runs out of your palms of your hands. Have you ever got so nervous and so fearful water running out of the palm of your hands? It'll happen. Anxiety moves in. Now, what is that anxiety connected to? Fear. But then the next thing that happens, and all of a sudden, raging temper comes up because you've been caught. We get caught in situations. And then we come out like a bull. You're not going to do that to me. I'll get you back. I'm starting to see that boils comes out of great anger and rage. Just like I confessed before the men. You know, you've ever heard of a pineocchial cyst? A pineocchial cyst, there's a... See right there where my Levi's cross? That's a cyst, and it usually comes up on truck drivers. But you know what it is? We're sitting down on our raging pot, and we're boiling inside. And it manifests on the tailbone of your spine. Don't feel good either. Mine manifested when I got in a wreck. I didn't realize that I had such a temper. Everything went forward. And I was in the back seat, and you know these old box cameras? You've gone to these junk stores and you see these old box cameras, these 126s, that just, you know, they're completely square and they got the gold little striping on them and stuff. My mother had one and it was over the back seat of the car and everything went forward. And when I went forward, I came up off the seat, and when I came back down, I came down on one of them. And guess what manifested? My raging anger, because I passed judgment at my dad because he was the driver of my car and he wrecked my car. I got mad at my father. I went to the emergency room the next day. I had to walk a couple, felt like about 10 miles, but it was maybe closer to that. I don't know exactly the distance. But when I went in there and I bent over that table and he stuck that knife in there and the thing squirted and a relief. But I had to deal with it from 19 until I was 27 years old, bleeding and draining. It'd close up and drain, close up and drain, close up and drain. Anger, rage from hostility, Those boils that came all over Job was for a reason. For the bitterness of his soul. He had a wife that wouldn't control his children. What does it say about them? They was out drunken, ordering, you know, playing. And it made him mad. And she said, "Why don't you curse God and die?" Now, if you have a spouse like that, what are you going to do with them? You going to forgive them, or are you going to get mad? And boils come up all over you. There was another period in my life. I had boils from right here, all the way over my shoulders, down to here. If I took my shirt off, you'd see the scars. There was a period of time that you couldn't put a finger on my flesh in that area that you didn't put your finger on a boil. Anger. Boiling anger. Boiling. I'm boiling mad. You ever heard anybody say that? That's true. And it will manifest on you. And I have a feeling it's connected to incest somewhere back on me. But guess what? I kept pressing in. And so far, He's restored me. Because I'm quick now to confess a sin. It says, go quickly and confess, lest he take you to court of law with your adversary. If he comes and accuses you with it, and if you've done it, don't go say, well, there's a cause of it. No. If Satan comes and accuses you, more than likely, you're it. You're it. It says, don't go into your nearest kinsman. And it's okay today in a situation. We have homosexuals, we got lesbians all over the place. It's okay anymore. It's okay for an abortion. It's okay to worship Moloch and kill your children. But I'll tell you what, you talk to a woman that's done it after a period of few years, and it is torment. It is torment. And there's areas in there, they said, well, you know, it's okay to have orgies in the temples, and they went in there and they had these drunken blowouts, and if any a child was born, they was quick to get rid of it. If a child, they didn't so much give an abortion, but they let them come into to life, and they walked before this big iron god, and they started beating the drums so loud that they couldn't hear the baby's wail and cry, because they wanted to continue to do their own thing, and believe me. Well, you say, well, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Were you there? Are you somebody? Was your partner there? That's two. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. But God was there. Nobody knows. Nobody. But there's three people there. There's three spirits there. Nobody knows. And then if the fourth one, the conception of that child, that baby knows. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody. How many fingers am I holding up? Nobody knows. And there's another one that knows. And he's the one that's going to get up in your face. You've done this. You've done that. Nobody knows. Boy, it's got quiet in here. I don't even hear anybody breathing. Take a big deep breath. Come alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to know. We have to come alive. We have to come out of sin. We have to come out of darkness. We need to come to the marvelous light. But that's what's law all about. It points you to sin to let you know what sin is. But we don't understand that sin will take you down a road further than you want to go. And it makes you pay more than you want to pay. Matthew chapter 18, it says, and you will pay what? All. Sometimes you pay with your very life. And he says, my spirit will not strive with man always. So there's a period of time that you have grace. And grace means you have a period of time to come to the knowledge of the truth and repent. And once you come to the knowledge of repent, or the knowledge of the truth to repent, repent. Turn and go another way. But if you refuse to repent, he says, I pull my spirit back. How dangerous a place is that? How dangerous is a place called Lodabar where there's no word from God? No spirit of God? How serious is it? And I know this message right here is far from name it and claim it. But there's too much name it and claim it going on. Our people need to know. Our people are dying. Right now we're paying so many taxes to uphold the degenerate children that they can't even think. They can't even be led around. Hardly. Our prisons are full of mental cases. How many prisons are in your state? How many jails are in your town? Or in your state? And all this stuff is connected to lust. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and pride of life. And sometimes we haven't even done these things or even been caught in these situations, but we're paying for it. How serious is it? Because we have fortunate to have seen places in the world today. Where is it? Down in Guatemala, where it was a transformation of a place there. And when the Spirit of the Lord moved in, there was deliverance started being spoken to, even to the leaders of the church and the leaders of the town. The sheriffs got saved. The judges got saved. The whole judicial system got saved. The people got saved. The witches had to leave. If they didn't leave, they died. They didn't need the jails anymore because there was no drunken persons laying all over the place. They turned the churches, turned the jails into churches for two or three counties around. Before the transformation, they were growing carrots about as big around your finger. And after that, they came in there and they cleaned it up and they started producing carrots as big as your arm. Cantaloupes, that big. Watermelons, so big. Tomatoes. By the way, have you priced tomatoes lately, or organic tomato? They're $3 a pound. One tomato could weigh a pound. Now, what did it do to that land? Transformation. Blessings. Blessings. And God wants to bless us. He don't want to curse us. But yet we walk into these curses just as blatant. I'm going to do it. I can do anything I want to. I can pray over anything I want to. And I can do anything I want to. I'm not going to. Because the Lord told me no. And a man approached me the other day. He wanted to argue with me, Carl. And I said, he said, are you a vegetarian? I said, no, I eat meat. I eat chicken. I eat fish. And I eat beef. But not a whole lot of it. And I said, but I don't eat the ungodly things. I eat by the word of the Lord, God's word. And he says, well, I don't believe that. And I said, well, you just need to find out who God is. You really need to find out who God is. Is it man or God? Because we have been cursed. He says, oh, foolish Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. Who has bewitched you, meaning teaching you wrong, leading you astray from the word. And I'm telling you what, if you walk away from God, you become a God hater. And a hater, that means you kill His Word. But you're really killing yourself because you refuse to let the Word come into your hearts and come alive. We speak and do, and we do what we believe. A man believes it's okay to drink, and he goes and gets drunk. If he feels it's okay to beat his child, he beats his child. He feels that all right, it's to go rob a bank. He goes and robs a bank. And I believe it's come from the lack of knowledge. I think it's come from the wrong teachings. I believe it's come from areas of self-proclaimed preachers that has actually said no to the word and got in the pulpit and preached it and taught it. See, there's a responsibility for every minister that gets behind the pulpit. What is this? A pulpit. It means to pull you up out of the pit. Now, what pit are you wallowing in? Pride? Self-arrogance? He says not to go in there. Let's go back to the word. Verse 12, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister. She is thy father's aunt. Or your aunt, his nearest kinman. It is in your father's nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. Thou shalt not approach his wife. She is thy aunt. And people do this willfully anymore. I mean willfully. Willfully. They ravish their children. And they do some things that they should never do. They should never do. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of the woman and her daughter. Neither shalt thou take her son's daughter, nor her daughter's daughter, to uncover the nakedness, for they are the woman's kinsmen. It is a wickedness. And people refuse. They absolutely refuse. And they get up and walk out. And this is the thing that we're dealing with that torments us. I was preaching this message and not to condemn anybody, but to enlighten them. And she said, and she got up and she pointed her finger at me. This is heresy. This should never be taught in the church. And got up and walked out. Is it in God's Word? Is it in God's Word? I have a feeling it is. And this is not to condemn. I'm telling you this for an information. Hey, every family that's in this place or has been in the world is caught in this incest situation. Not a one has not been touched. A lot of them say, not mine, not mine, not mine. And then we have situations of people that they're having to lead around. You can go to, just like I'm talking about, how many jails do we have? How many insane asylums do we have? Verse 20, moreover thou shalt not lie with carnally with thy neighbor's wife, or defile thyself with her. Thou shalt not let none of thy seed pass through the fire of Moloch. There shalt profane the name of the God. I am the Lord. This Moloch spirit is this spirit of abortion. Because the unwanted child is in the way. The unwanted child is in the way. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as womankind. We're having homosexuality all over the place. Male to male. It is an abomination. What is an abomination? Something God hates is an abomination. I didn't say it. I'm reading it. I didn't write it. God wrote it. If you don't think God wrote it, go back to the first verse in this chapter. And the Lord spake unto Moses. Who spake? The Lord. Whose law is it? The Lord. God's law. The next one, a lot of people they think nothing of it. It says, neither shalt thou lie with a beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast or lie down thereto. It is confusion. We have confusion in the land. We have confusion in the land. Verse 24, defile not yourselves in any of these things, for in all these things the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. If we defile and do and go against God's way and tell God I don't have to listen to these things, what's going to happen? What did it say? We'll be cast out. How come we can't keep properties? How come we can't keep homes? How come we can't keep the things that we need to sustain life? 25, and the land is defiled thereof, and I do visit my iniquities unto there and upon it. And the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. In other words, I mean, there's no way. You can have all the money in the world and move on to the place and into that area, and I guarantee you it will happen. It may not happen to you, but ill-got gains, the first thing that happens when a child gets ill-got gains, they'll go through it like a dose of water. A dose of water. 26. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes, my judgments, and you shall not commit any of these abominations. These are all abominable things. All things that God hates. Do we know the heart of God? God knows us, but do we know the heart of God? 27, and all these abominables have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. We've got this secret sin ravishing through the land today. How will the United States stand if this has been ravished through the land? But friends, people, children, we can stand. We can stand when we start repenting of these things and turning from them and confessing them, getting deliverance, and then God will restore us and set us up where we need to be. Because this land, look at everybody, wake up and look. This land right here will be no longer defiled, and all the diseases will be pushed out of it. Our spirits are saved, we get our mind, will, and motion saved, and then our bodies line up and they become saved. In other words, become healed. That don't mean we won't die, because we're all born into the sin of death, but it means that we will live healthy longer to the age God wants us to live to, in our right minds, without having to wear glasses. And see, there's some things that I've done. Because if we have to wear glasses, if we are hard of hearing, there's something I've done. And thank God I can still hear. Now, I can't say so much about my hair. It's getting a little thinner. But He knows every hair on the top of our heads. And the Lord showed me and said, a person with a hot temper usually winds up with a halo on top of their head. Because something about the temperature is killing the hair follicles on the top of your head. I mean, it's right down to the, hey, sin manifests in the body to every, I mean, down to the minute cell in your body. And it knows that cell and knows exactly where it to come in. It knows how to attack that, because it knows how to work on this mind that controlling the immune system. Oh, that offended me, so it turns off. It goes click. That circuit needs to be shut down. Oop, another sin. That other circuit needs to be shut down. Then self-condemnation moves in. And then diabetes moves in. Oop, I'm going to shut down the blood flow to the legs. That little circuit goes down. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the body works on about 5 ohms of electricity. But that electricity, that electrical field is mighty. That's what they, when they attach that EKG to you, it makes a little thing go boop, 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 boop. The stronger the electricity field, the more it works. But these sins want to find the circuit panel. And they start, oh, don't need that. Don't need that. Gall and bitterness. Don't need that. Turns it off to the gallbladder. What happens? You're down there at that temple, being put in imitation death. They put 5 holes in you. one down here, one right there, one right there, and one over here, and they go in there and they clip your little gallbladder out and it's all tarry looking, and pull it out of you and put it in a glass and this is what you got. But thank God, he says, if it offended you, cut it out. But find out why it offended you. And repent. Find out. Repentance needs to come. The part or the thing that's trying to kill you is gone, but yet the spirit is still there. That needs to be dealt with. And the land will spew you out. The land of bitterness. The land of unforgiveness. The land of bitterness is the land of cancer. One lady gets mad at another lady in a congregation or in a family. It says, woe unto them give suck in the latter days. It means one of them is going to wind up with breast cancer if they won't let them up. How important is God's law? How important is God's word? It is the book of life. And if we enter in there, we can. It is the tree of life. And if we find that rhema word that's spoken in between the lines, in other words, you reading and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit says, da-da-da-da. What are you going to do with da-da-da-da? He told me, he said, to stay away from shellfish. And shellfish has a high cholesterol level and also got a high level of mercury in it. And all of a sudden, oh man, I could eat my... You could bring me a platter of king crab legs, I mean like this. And I could eat that and want more. Well, when I found out what it'll do to you, no more. I cut it off. That's repentance. Don't go back to it. Don't go back to it. Don't come nine night. I mean, abstain from it. Abstain from it. Move out. Oysters. We have a large quantity of people now starting to die from eating oysters because it's defiled. Shrimp. Crawdaddies. The Cajuns like these, they call them mud buggies. They go around and they're eating all the crustaceans and all the filth of the land. And we can suck them down. I mean, you ever watch the Cajun? He eats a tail and then turns it around and sucks the other? Ew. I can't handle it. Never could. Even when I was a dummy or a heathen, when I was outside of Israel. I'm not a Jew. I'm born-again Christian, full of the Holy Ghost. And I repent every time I feel like I'm wrong or somebody shows I'm wrong. And He's wanting your hearts. He's wanting your hearts. But also the heart, He's wanting the mind. He's wanting the will and the emotion. The will first needs to get connected to the heart, and the heart connected to God. And then the will still overruling the rest of it. And so if we don't have Him in our heart, then our flesh is our will, and then we follow our own will, and we wind up willfully doing these other things. And we need to turn it around. We need to turn it around. And see, and he talks about eating swine. The pork. Oh, the pork. No, that's white meat. That's the other white meat in the world. And I know people don't agree with me, but the word, what does the word say? You read it for yourself. But it's got an enzyme in it that you cannot cook out of it. They tested it one time. They cooked it to 750 degrees trying to kill this enzyme, and they never could kill this enzyme. It's called trichinosis. And trichinosis is in lion. It's in all your cat family. It's in all your dog families. It's in your raccoon families. It's in your possum families. It's in squirrel families. He said, anything with fur on the paws. I know. It's touchy. I used to like... Hey, I had 30 coon dogs at one time. I hunted them every other night. I'd hunt them so hard one night I had to sleep the next night to gain rest to go hunt them the next night. Guys, if you knew how far I've come, it would be amazing. You know? And it's not me, it's God. But just hearing His Word and start obeying His Word, He's going to bring life, life to you, and more abundant, that we can stand in the latter days. And we're not going to leave here on any busload or any ocean liner. We're not going to the first airplane out of here, and it's they what the church calls the rapture. No, ain't no such thing. He says, possess the land. Take dominion over the land. Inherit the land. Live in the land. And kick out the other. There's a twofold process there. That means this land right here, this body, you know, as you touching this body right here, as part of the land, but also where you live, also your homes. And I know a lot of you have lived in places that you just cannot have peace. I mean, turmoil. You need to cleanse the land. Some things that we got are abominable. I know my wife touched this with the ladies. It's very fresh in their minds. If you've got anything in your house that you're not willing to get rid of, and you got an attachment to it, you got a soul tie to it, and it needs to be gone because it'll govern you. And a lot of men got all kinds of trophies on their walls. We need to get rid of our trophies. No, if your wife's your trophy, don't get rid of them. If your husband is your trophy, don't get rid of him, but learn how to treat one another. Learn how to watch over one another. And the ones that don't have these, let God watch over you. Let God become your husband. I mean, really. I mean, you start praying and asking and really get in touch. And above all, find somebody that's in touch with the Lord that can watch over your soul. Somebody that can watch your countenance. Because if a minister is really a minister to you, he'll know when you don't smile. He knows when you walk in the room with your head hung down. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. He knows when you come in. Have you kicked the cat? Or kicked your wife? Kicked your dog? Kicked your husband? And we can do that with our mouths, by the way. Quit harassing your trophy like that. You know, and then we start needing to be. If, no, you're not. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you're the temple, then you've got a thermometer. You've got a register that causes you to go up and down. You've got hot buttons. And we need to take charge of those hot buttons. And if we get mad at people close to us, we're going to hit hurt right here. Right across the back, right in here, if we hurt. I guarantee you get mad at your wife, you get mad at your husband, or you get mad at yourself, and I guarantee you, it's going to start working on you right there. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's what the mama should have done, is, you know, done some correction where we'll know. Hallelujah. Thank you. Not beat your children, I'm being correct of them.
That's good.
Yeah. Because I know the difference between a beating and a whipping. Because when they take a switch this big right here and they start at the top of your head, go all the way down to your heels, and you pull it off and you got red whelps, I mean blood running out of you, you got a beating. And that happened to me when I was about 14, 15 years old. And had, if you ever been in a large high school arena where you dress out for athletics in the daytime and you're in the room with a bunch of boys and you show your stripes, and it gets rather embarrassing. Rather embarrassing. Because I'm not telling you, folks, nothing that I have not experienced somewhere in my life. Somewhere. So you can see how bad or how junky my life was. I'm exposing my soul to you. I'm exposing my life to you. But I'm telling you, God can restore it. He restored me. He gave me a beautiful wife. And he's still working on me, and he's working on my family. And he's increasing it. And my family is coming alive. Coming alive. I had a son that come out of some situations. He come down here Thanksgiving. He got prayed over. And God started restoring him. And I thank God for it. I'm still excited about it. He was deaf from the time he was 2, and the Lord spoke to him and opened his right ear. But I let somebody else pray for him because there was an issue between me and him. See, sometimes we're so close that we become the issue that where God can't reach our children. And then I had to apologize. I had to admit some things. And believe me, I'm working on it. Because I want him to keep his healing. I want to keep his salvation. I don't want to be the stumbling block to keep my children away from God. Hear me, folks. Don't be the stumbling block. Well, I never taught my children the bad things. Well, pop a top again. You didn't tell them to drink, but did they see you? Well, wait a minute. I can't go to the game with you. I've got to go down to the store and buy a pack of smokes. Insecurity. It's like a little baby with a pacifier in their mouth. Insecurity. That's one habit. I praise God that I never picked up. That's one habit I never picked up. But my mama dipped snuff. My daddy smoked Prince Albert. And we had an old 49 Chevrolet car. And we fought for the center of the car. My mom spit snuff out this window. And my dad flipped ashes out this window. You either got snuff in your eye or in your face. Or you got cigarette ashes in your face. And I said, man, that's nasty. And every kiss my mama planted on my face, I wiped off. And that snuff was there. Whew. I still turned my stomach. And I thank God I never picked up neither one of those habits. But one of my children did. It'll just jump a generation and just keep on going. Just keep on going. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm going to quit babbling. And we're going to do some praying. We're going to do some praying. Now, folks, when I start binding and loosening these things, I want everybody to cough. Because you don't know if it's in your ancestries. And besides that, this thing will go 400 years, 10 generations. Now, do you know what your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa done? Do you know what your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma was involved in?
Don't know them.
But do you know?
Nope.
You don't even know what everything your mama done.
Nope.
Can you really say that you know everything your mama done?
Nope.
So I encourage everybody to cough at the same time, and then we all get delivered at the same time. All of us get free at the same time. All of us. And nobody offends the other person. I might do some coughing too. So, you know, we all need to come out from underneath it. Now, stand up. Everybody's been listening to me, about to fall asleep, and kind of wiggle around, just kind of move your hips a little bit and get into it just a little bit. Just move around. I bind that spirit lethargic right now in Jesus' name. I bind all sleepiness. In Jesus' name, I break the power and command to loose you right now. In Jesus' name. Everybody repeat after me.
I believe
that the Lord
was manifested in flesh.
And He came to this earth
as a man.
And He lived
as we live.
And He was caught. No, He gave His life. He's crucified. And He was buried. And He was in the grave 3 days and 3 nights. That's not Friday night to Sunday. That's exactly what it says. 3 nights, 3 days. Hallelujah. Now I believe He's sitting on the right hand of the Heavenly Father. And Lord, you come and be my Lord today.
Start changing me today.
In Jesus' name. All right, you can sit down. Right now, I take the authority and I bring these people right into the spirit of the area of the ecclesiastical courts where Satan wants to try you. I bring it and bind it and command it to loose you right now. Every spirit of incest, I bind and break the power and authority right now in Jesus' name. Come on, cough it up. Somebody want to give some towels out. Everybody, enter in. Come out right now. All incest. Incest. Come on out. Move up. Come out. All incest. Incest. In Jesus' name. Incest with your mother. Incest with your father. Incest with your daughter. Incest with your sister. Incest. I bind and break the power and authority of commandments. Loose you in Jesus' name. Incest with your brother. Incest with your cousin. In Jesus' name. Come out of them right now. Cough it up. Come on. Cough it up right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Come out of them right now. In Jesus' name. Move up and come out right now. Spirit of incest. In Jesus' name. All diseases connected to incest. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Command to loose the people right now. All insanity. I speak to this insanity right now. Insanity in Jesus' name. Mental torment. I speak to mental torment right now. Come out of the people right now. In Jesus' name. All spirits of confusion. Come out of them right now. Come out of them right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. Come on out of there. Insanity. Confusion. Come on out of there. In Jesus' name. Come out of there right now. In Jesus' name. I break your power. I break your authority. Leave these people right now. Come out of them right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All incest right now. I break it and command to loose you. In that chapter it says all perverse spirits. Come out of the people right now. All homosexual spirits. In Jesus' name. Come out of the people right now. Come out of the bloodlines. Come out of the families. Come out of them right now. Come out. Go. Right now. I dismiss you right now in Jesus' name. All homosexual spirits. All perverse spirits right now. In Jesus' name. Now you spirit of Leviathan, you come out too. You spirit of pride, in Jesus' name, refusing to hear His word, you come out of the people right now. In Jesus' name. And refusing to hear God's word. In Jesus' name. Because the Lord said, and the land will vomit you out. Now, you spirit of Leviathan, I command you to come out right now in Jesus' name. You come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, glorify you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise you. In Jesus' name. All the botches of Egypt, I bind and break the power and authority. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. All itching, all psoriasis, come out right now in Jesus' name. All witchcraft, come out right now. Come out now in Jesus' name. Witchcraft, I bind and break your power and command you to loose you. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. All witchcraft in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All perverse spirits lying with dogs in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lying with horses. Lying in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lying with cats in the name of Jesus. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pull it out. I pull it out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pull out that favorite pet. I pull it out right now. I break soul ties with that favorite pet right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus. Come out right now in Jesus' name. We take the power and authority over it in Jesus' name. It cannot stand. It cannot stay in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All eating of blood. All eating of blood. Raw meat. Raw meat. Come out of the people right now. Eating the raw meat. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Eating the steak rare in the name of Jesus. And the blood still running in the plate. I bind and break the power and authority. Command to loose you. Loose them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All eating one
I bind that spirit of werewolf right now, eating people up, talking bad about people. Bind to break the power and authority of the command of Lucy right now in Jesus' name. Move up, come out right now in Jesus' name. I break that spirit of gossip right now in Jesus' name. I break it, command of Lucy in Jesus' name. When the phone call comes, it's just for prayer purposes. But do you know about sister so-and-so? You know about brother so-and-so? I bind that spirit right now, that spirit of gossip, eating one another up in the name of Jesus. I break it and bind it, command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Talking about other people's ministry, judging other people's ministry. I bind and break the power and authority of it. Command to loose you. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And all infirmities with it right now. Go. Go right now in Jesus' name. Lupus, I dismiss you out of these families right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you and glorify you. I bind that spirit of self-condemnation right now in Jesus' name. Condemning oneself in Jesus' name. I break the power. I command all diabetes to go. Go right now in Jesus' name. Condemning oneself in Jesus' name. All self-hating spirits. All self-hating spirits right now in Jesus' name. All identity crisis with that self-hating oneself in Jesus' name. Come out of him right now in Jesus' name. Come out of him right now in Jesus' name. Self-hatred. I bind and break the power and authority. Command to loose them right now. Loose the people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 I send the Holy Ghost down through these aisles to heal. Heal people right now in Jesus' name. But first, these evil spirits have got to go. They've got to go right now in Jesus' name. All neuropathy right now. A lack of blood in the legs right now. Go right now in Jesus' name. Come out of the legs right now in Jesus' name. Move. Come up out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All burning of the feet right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All fungus of the nails, all fungus of the toes right now. I speak to that broken heart. I speak to that broken heart right now. Neuropathy, go with it in the name of Jesus. Go right now in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in Jesus' name. Varicose veins, you go right now. Anger, rage, come out of them right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now. Anger, rage, come out of them right now in Jesus' name. Varicose veins, you go with it right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All aneurysm, go right now in Jesus' name. Come out of their heads. Come out of their heads right now. All aneurysm, go. Leave. Leave right now in Jesus. All hernias right now. All hernias right now. All hernias in the belly in the name of Jesus. Hernias of muscles. Hernias of hemorrhoids. You come out of them right now. Anger and rage. I bind the spirit of hemorrhoids right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come up right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All cramps in the legs. You come out of there right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Poor circulation. Come out of there. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up. Come out. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All rotary cups of the arms right now in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of refusing to help. Refusing to help people in the name of Jesus. I break it. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. I break it. Command to loose you right now. Rotary cups. Be made whole in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All corporal tunnels in the wrist. Right now, I bind that spirit of hatred of your job. I bind it, break the power and authority of command, loose you in the name of Jesus. All hatred. Spirits of hatred right now in Jesus' name. Hatred. God give you a job and you hate it. I dare you. In Jesus' name. I command to loose you right now. In Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it. Command to loose the people. Loose them right now. From the top of their head to the sole of their feet right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. Look, I bind every spirit, every foul spirit right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of eating duck right now, in Jesus' name. Duck. It's got webbed feet licking the word. I bind it and break the power and authority because it eats all crustaceans. It eats the mercury. It eats. I bind it and break the power and authority of it and command to loose you right now. In Jesus' name. It eats the microorganism, the filth of the land. In Jesus' name. I break it and bind and command and loose you right now. In Jesus. Come out of them right now. All duck right now. In Jesus' name. All goose. Come out of them right now. In Jesus' name. Come out of them right now. In Jesus. He's got mercury poison. In Jesus. I bind that spirit of mercury. I bind that spirit of mercury that comes, that goes up in the temple. It goes up in the temple right now and causes the shorting of circuits. Circuits in your mind. Circuits in your brain. In Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and command it to loose you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And loosen in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of eating coons right now in Jesus. Raccoons in the name of Jesus. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Back in the 30s, this land was poor and they ate everything that wiggle or walk or crawl in Jesus' name. Bind the spirit of eating rabbits right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All rabbit fever, I bind and break your power and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break it, command and loose them right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of disobedience, come out right now in Jesus' name. Move, come out right now. Go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Some people even ate possum. It's the greasiest thing. It's all it is. Yeah. Possums. They used to go out to an old dead cow carcass and kick it, and they'd catch the possums. They'd run out, take them home, and put them under a bucket, and they'd feed them sweet potatoes and corn. And they, ooh, goodness gracious. I seen one of them things, and I said, oh, God, how could they? Stinking things. And I bind it, break the power, and command it to come out of the ancestries right now. In Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for joy of the Lord. We just thank you, praise you, glorify in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. All of it right now in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. I'm praising, glorifying in Jesus. Hallelujah. You need to know what a plow is behind a mule, and you know a lot of this stuff. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to the King. King of kings. All a stoic spirits, all a stoic spirits, cigarette smoke, secondhand cigarette smoke, first-hand cigarette smoke, come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I bind that spirit of nicotine, come out right now in Jesus' name. All nicotine spirits, come out of the people right now. Come out of them right now. Nicotine, go. You gotta go. Go, gotta go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I want to tell this quick testimony. One time we was at a place, and my wife started binding spirit of nicotine, and she started gagging and coughing, but she never smoked a cigarette. But her mama and daddy just chain smoked all the time, and she had the spirit of nicotine on her. And the man got free, and she got free at the same time. So nicotine, go in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And any deliverance minister in here that starts speaking deliverance and they start coughing and choking, I release the Holy Spirit in them to them to continue, just to continue, cough and choke and go on. And repent and go on. In Jesus' name. People need to be free. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. Glorify you. In Jesus' name. And they all said,
amen. Yeah.
Now, Father, I speak a healing. Lord God, go into these halls. Go into these souls and start healing, Father. Heal, Lord God, where the canker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the locust has eaten the crop in Jesus' name. They even eat the fence post. We bind and break the power. I command all degenerate arthritis to go because the locust has gone in and ate the fence post in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise and glorify in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you and glorify you. And I bless the food. I bless the food for the nourishment of our bodies. I thank you, Father, for it. I thank you, Father, that we can have nourishment that we eat for to sustain life and not to live to eat in Jesus' name. We break that curse in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And they all said, amen. And you're dismissed. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.